What's up, DC? Welcome back to another edition of Locked On Wizards with SB Nation's Bullets Forever writer Ben Mehich and myself, Anthony Cittadino. We are your hosts, and you are now Locked On Wizards, where you get everything Wizards basketball. Go subscribe to the Locked On Wizards podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you may listen. Go throw us a follow on Twitter at Locked On Wizards. We have a great show ahead of us and a ton to get into. Ben and I will be going over Beal's fantastic All-Star performance, a potential reunion with a former Wizard, and a more possible trade rumors involving All-Star centers and such. But first, we'd like to let you know this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto, rockauto.com. Ben will let you know about all the reliable low prices and amazing selection that rockauto.com serves everyone every day. But Ben, we missed you over the weekend, man. We missed all these guys over the weekend. Dude, we're sitting here late Monday, and you know, all weekend long it was great. You know, the All-Star game, you know, that was fun to get ready for. Watching it was a whole different story. But Ben, I missed Wizards hoops all weekend. I don't know about you. I'm ready for basketball to resume. So brother man, let's get right into it. Beal, 26 points, second highest total in any for any Wizard in the All-Star game. Moses Malone, 27 points back in 87. So, yeah, Ben, I guess give us your take on the All-Star game. Beal, really the overall essence of this weekend in Atlanta.
Well, first off, we missed you guys. I concur with Anthony, and it's good to be back. But that All-Star game was a snoozer from top to bottom. There's no question about it. But we don't want to talk about the negative aspect of it. We knew it was going to be weird with the COVID thing. We knew that they did it for the money. That's the truth. That's the honest answer. Mm-hmm. Not so much of a hot take, but look, Brad Beal looked like a star. Like you said, 26 points. He was 1 point shy of tying the franchise record. Moses Malone there. But more importantly, he looked like he deserved to be there. He looked like one of the best guards out there. And it's so good that the Wizards have a top player on their roster. Bradley Beal is not just one of the best guards in the NBA. He's arguably, on any given night, the best guard in the NBA. And he showed that during All-Star Weekend. I wish he participated in a three-point contest. Would have given us a little bit more to chat about, some more excitement for Wizards fans. But it's just so fantastic. I mean, it's a testament to his work ethic. Bradley Beal is this good. He's a 35-point-per-game scorer. He's the best scorer on the planet. He showed that on Sunday, and he'll keep showing that throughout the season. The Wizards got a good one. Not only do they have a good one, they have one of the best ones. And it's an exciting thing going forward because, look, they talked about it. The commentator talked about it. He plays for the Washington Wizards. They've recently won some games, but where's he going to go? The good thing is Bradley Beal has shown no interest in leaving, and that's a great thing for the Wizards franchise because he could potentially be one of the best players in franchise history. He showed that on Sunday, and that's a great thing for the Wizards because he is an all-around, you couldn't think of a better player to build your franchise around. He's just a fantastic person off the court and somehow an even better player. So kudos to Bradley Beal and obviously a lot to be excited about if you're a Wizards fan and certainly a Wizards executive.
Absolutely agree with you, Ben. He looked like just the stud that we've been watching all last season, pretty much his entire career. And yes, we don't know where his ceiling is yet. He just keeps on getting better, and that was great watching him play. He led Team Durant, right? My opinion, he had the best game. It was, you know, him, Kyrie, and St. Louis born as well, Jason Tatum. Ben, we know that Bradley Beal and Jason Tatum are like super close. They share a special bond. Both hoopers out of St. Louis, and they shared the court for the first time ever tonight. So what'd you think? Or not tonight, but for the All-Star game. So Ben, what did you think about that? And how special do you think that was for both of them?
They loved it. I think it's the first time they ever played together on the same team on the court. Yeah. They obviously think of each other as brothers off the court. Beal helped Tatum in his development. They obviously share a trainer in Drew Hanlon. There's a bond there. This got me thinking, man, they're going to cross paths. These contracts are going to expire at some point. They're very close friends. They're going to talk, right? All these players talk throughout the season, especially during All-Star break. They get together. We know that's how the Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant duo formed. You have to wonder, man, if you're a Wizards fan, you're throwing out these fantasies. The Celtics are struggling. I'm assuming they're going to rebound just because they have amazing talent on that roster and amazing coaching staff. But you have to wonder, let's say Jason Tatum gets a little frustrated there. Bradley Beal sticks around in D.C. Perhaps we can see those two pair together at some point. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there. It's fun to fantasize about, I think, because look, if those two can cross paths and share the court with the same uniform on, I think that's something that they'll obviously consider an all-star break. That's when the fire starts to churn, so to speak. So I'm excited about that little fantasy out there. Maybe we'll see Jason Tatum in a Wizards jersey. I don't know. Just throwing some thoughts.
Ben, that's quite the take, man. You know, yeah, but you're right. It is fun to fantasize about these things because you never know. You're right. You just never, ever know. No one ever pegged Durant to ever to go to Golden State. But really before all the rumors with Kyrie and KD going to New York, no one really ever thought about that duo, you know, meeting up. So, yeah, you never know. And Beal, you know, he's still super young. And obviously Tatum is you know, 22, 23 years old. And they're super close. So, yeah, Ben, that would be unbelievable. But, yes, you got to think that organization like the Boston Celtics will not let a guy, kid really, like Jason Tatum go. But, again, anything's possible in the NBA. We do know this. So.
Stranger things have happened. And you know what? The Wizards are long overdue for a superstar acquisition. They have one in Bradley Beal. Why not? Let's just throw that out there. Maybe we'll be the first to break news in two or three, four there years. If Jason Tatum is in a Wizards jersey, we'll say, hey, you know what? Heard it here first.
Someone will pull this podcast out and say, these guys knew. These guys knew it was possible. So, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we'll put that in the time capsule and dig it up in 3-4 years. But, Anthony, we got to talk about another forward, not as splashy as a Jason Tatum, but he's familiar to Wizards fans, and we'll talk about that. But first, we want to let you guys know about Rock Auto. I'm a big car guy. I love my Honda called Harold. And whenever I have issues with Harold, I go to rockauto.com. As Anthony told you earlier, it's so reliable. It's so low priced. And why would you ever want to spend twice as much for the same parts when you can go to rockauto.com, save some money, but also get the same wonderful parts that you want. It's the best prices by the same professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear Us box so they know we sent you. It's all the parts you'll ever need on rockauto.com. Betting on the Wizards doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping experts Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favored picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Let's switch gears a little bit, Anthony, and take a trip down memory lane. As I'm sure you remember, back in 2017, the Brooklyn Nets signed Otto Porter to a $106 million contract. The Wizards, as expected, matched it. They thought Otto Porter was going to be the third star on the team. They were coming off a fantastic playoff run. Two seasons later, they got buyer's remorse. Ernie Grunfeld shipped them to Chicago for Jabari Parker and Bobby Portis. It was basically just a salary dump because Bobby and Jabari did not stick around in D.C. So now it looks like Otto Porter's on his way out of Chicago. According to the Ringer's Kevin O'Connor, Otto could be bought out by the Bulls, making him a free agent. For some Wizards fans, they're going to be upset that I'm even throwing this idea out there, but the Wizards need a 3-and-D wing bad. And say what you will about Otto Porter, he can do both of those things, and he can do them well. He's only played 45 games for the Bulls this season. He's averaged 14-6. Throughout the course of his career in Chicago, he's averaged 14-6 on 40% from three. He hasn't been a part of their rotation. So, Anthony, I'm just going to ask you straight up, should the Wizards make a run at Otto? I'm assuming he'll be available in the summer for mid-level, and if he is available in the buyout market, the familiarity is there. He went to Georgetown, obviously played for the Wizards for the majority of his career. Should the Wizards even try for a reunion here, or do you think that chapter is closed?
I think this chapter might be closed, Ben, but the thing is the Wizards should make a run at a lot of guys this coming offseason, right? We saw this past free agency did not go their way. Why? Because they hardly did anything. Robin Lopez, Howell Neto, Anthony Gill, Garrison Matthews. I mean, whatever it may have been over this free agency, it's over with. There's nothing we can do about it. But next free agency, it'd be great to see Tommy Shepard, his team, really, you know, go in and be aggressive. And maybe even set a meeting with an Otto Porter. I don't know if a signing is worth it at this point in his career, but still, I mean, have workouts, interview these guys. I mean, give yourself a chance to sign valuable pieces. And right now, Ben, like you said, this team's in desperate need of a defensive wing guard. And Otto Porter wouldn't be bad in this rotation, would he? I don't think he would be. I just don't know if it's worth the Wizards' time to go out trade for him, or if has he been dropped yet?
Well, he's, I guess, according to Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer, he's going to get bought out. So it'll make him a free agent.
Okay, all right. So
I know the Warriors are supposedly interested, but
if he does get bought out, then I guess it would be something that maybe Tommy and his team should talk over. I don't know if it really is worth their time, though, at this point in Otto's career. Like you said, spending most of his career in Washington already. And yes, that trade not really working out for Washington in the first place. But Ben, what do you think?
Chicago.
Or Chicago, right?
Good God, right? 45 games?
I'm not
going to throw Otto Porter under the bus, but I'm basically going to do that. What a fall from grace. To go from a max level player to the reputation that he's built. Because at one point in time, most people around the league thought Otto Porter was going to be that Chris Middleton type of player where he's a legitimate star talent. He was that efficient. He was that good. Like, there wasn't much Otto Porter couldn't do. He was automatic from mid-range. He can shoot from three.
Wasn't there a lot of speculation about issues in the locker room in D.C.?
There was, and I know that from firsthand. I've heard from people that he didn't necessarily – not that he didn't get along with people in the locker room, he was kind of an odd fit. I think he, at that point in his career, stuck to himself, didn't make too many friends. Now his reputation's even different. Like, a ton of videos came out with him partying maskless, sharing drinks, drinking champagne, whatnot. Not a good look during a pandemic.
No,
this was at the height of a pandemic. I know people around the league were not fans of that. Obviously, Chicago doesn't think very highly of Otto Porter at this point in his career. It's sad to see that fall from grace. It's a shock, given the personality that Otto Porter is. But I think it could be – this sort of thing could be a wake-up call for Otto Porter, because whether you're a max player or not, we've seen max players come and go in the NBA. You get dropped quick. We saw it happen with Josh Smith. We saw it kind of happen with Blake Griffin. We're seeing it with Otto Porter now. If you don't keep a solid reputation, if you're not keeping that production, you're out, regardless of your contract. So now this could be a little bit of a rude awakening for Otto Porter. But the reality is, I think the Wizards have closed that chapter. It would be interesting. He would be a great fit. He's still a great three-point shooter. He averaged 14-6 in 45 games in Chicago, 40% from three. He's a knockdown three-point shooter. Can defend. He's long. He can play some small ball four. I love his game. That's the unfortunate part. Otto Porter doesn't make mistakes. He's great. He slashes. He cuts. He hits threes. He makes the small plays that matter.
And when you were covering him, he did all that.
He's great. Like, Otto Porter is legitimately a really good basketball player.
No, you're right. But when you were covering him, he was doing all that.
100%.
What it seems to me is that the Wizards kind of got him out of here at the right time.
And – yeah, I mean, there's no. That's the thing, though. You give him 106 mil. You chose not to re-sign Bojan Bogdanović, who's still a very, very good player. Chose to keep Otto Porter, and I can even justify it because he was young. He did look like a budding star. Didn't work out for whatever reason. He's a good fit anywhere. Honestly, for his sake, I hope he signs in Golden State, because I think he would be a good fit there.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if it had to do with the shooting, but obviously you know, he was shooting over 44% at one point of his career from outside. And and that's absurd, right? So you can't ask for that to be, you know, a stagnant thing year after year after year. And he did fall into some slumps. But, yeah, Ben, he couldn't get on the floor in Chicago. And how? I mean, 3 years in Chicago and you said, what, 45 games?
Yeah, he's been injury-prone.
Yes, yes, I mean, obviously the Wizards did pay him a lot of money, but still traded him at the right time. May have not been the right trade. I still do like Jabari Parker. I still think he's effective when he's healthy.
Same.
And yeah, so I don't think that would be a smart move for the Wizards to go in that direction. I think that that chapter has been closed. Yes, he's still young, but still at the same time, his market value is really nowhere, right? I mean,
that's so crazy. I mean, I couldn't have envisioned this 2 years ago. I mean, he was so good. The trajectory was skyrocketing. I mean, he had the potential to be a low-key star in the NBA, like a type of player who is on every scouting report and high on that report, but to the casual fan might not be known because his game wasn't flashy. But on the court, he was super effective. He's a good defender. Absolutely. He can shoot. He's a prototype of like a 3-and-D wing that you want. So it's really such a shame that he's dropped off this level. But let's talk trade rumors soon, Anthony. There's another Southeast center out there that's potentially available. But before we get into that, we want to let you know about Bet Online. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. It's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. When you need fantasy basketball advice, it's important that you have a reliable source. More people trust Josh Lloyd, host of Locked On Fantasy Basketball, than any other fantasy basketball podcast. Subscribe to the number one fantasy basketball podcast, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, wherever you get podcasts. We got more rumors, Anthony. There's another Southeast potential star getting traded. Yesterday, we learned that a number of teams are interested in acquiring Magic All-Star Nikola Vucevic. We talked about the Wizards needing a center. I don't personally think he's the type of center that the Wizards need. He's a score-first offensive option. I'm not sure how much he'd help with the Wizards' defense and the rebounding. So I'm going to ask you, Anthony, the Wizards, if they're going to get aggressive, as you said earlier, do they make a push for Nikola Vucevic here?
That would be super aggressive. That would be adding a great piece. The next question would be, what are they willing to give up? If they're going to give up pieces that they're not using, plus picks, something like Troy Brown Jr., Jerome Robinson, maybe an Isak Bongo of sorts, and packaged, whatever else, if they were going to send a Mo Wagner and Alex Len along and picks. I don't really know how much they would send over for Vucevic. But, Ben, one of my favorite centers in the league, he's obviously super effective. I love what he's been doing in Orlando. Super, super solid, an absolute double-double machine. And, yes, I think he can help out any team. Adding him to the Wizards, if they were able to get him on the floor with Brad and Russ, I feel like that would be a great three right there in D.C. I do. It's just really what would they be giving up. If they're going to be giving up a lot more than that, then when the depth has dropping. I mean, I really don't know how much that would pan out for the Wizards at this point, just because of how much they really lack everywhere.
Okay, would you trade Rui or Denny for him? Long pause, folks.
Big pause. Big pause. I'm not willing to part ways with Denny right now.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm not willing to. If it's my decision right off the cuff like this, they're putting me in the spot, guys. Ben's putting me on the spot, right? And I love it. I love it. But I would trade Rui before I traded Denny, tell you the truth.
Okay, that's that. I agree. I think mostly agree with that statement. But would you trade Rui for Nikola Vucevic?
Because you straight up,
you tiptoed around that question.
Is it straight up, or do we have to add?
I mean, you gotta add more. Right. I mean, let's say Rui is the centerpiece and you throw in Mo Wagner, I don't know, Isak Bonga and Troy Brown and Ish Smith. And the Magic give you back a random, I don't know, last type of roster guy.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to be all that, I just don't know how much it's worth for the Wizards' time, especially with what they're working with at depth really everywhere, point guard, the three spot. I mean, their centers are really lacking. So if you trade away a Mo Wagner, then you have Vooch, you got, and then you'll have Robin
Alex
Lopez
Len
and Alex Len. Yeah. So,
and Troy Brown isn't playing. Bonga really doesn't play either. And there's Smith's hurt and Howell Neto's there. So trade?
You know, Scott Brooks would not want to part ways with Ish Smith. You know this, Ben,
I mean, he can shed a tear, but I think he'd be hyped about getting an All-Star.
Yes. If they're able to, so if it's Rui, Ish Smith, You said maybe a Troy Brown.
Sure, and a Mo Wagner, yeah.
And a Mo Wagner. That is a lot. And I think Mo Wagner and Troy Brown are worth a lot more than, you know, really what the credit that they've been given. But obviously, Troy Brown's market value is nowhere where it should be just because of where, you know, how he's not being played this year. But yeah, Ben, if it's Rui, Troy Brown Jr., and Ish Smith, I guess, I really wouldn't go too far, you know, too much more than that. Unless they want to swap out another guy for Mo. If it's Rui, Troy Brown, and Mo, then sure. All those guys, I don't know. Wow. if Vooch is worth, you know, an array of bench players. I mean, six guys. Is he worth six guys?
No. And I don't even think he's worth Rui.
You know what I mean? I mean,
I don't even think he's worth Rui. He's 30 years old. Like, he's 30 years old.
He's up there.
He's not a good defender. He's not a good rim protector. He's not a great rim runner. Bradley Beal is your number one option with Vucevic on this team. So you have to imagine his usage has dipped significantly. So he'll probably go from averaging, you know, from in the mid 20s to probably in, you know, he's averaging 25 points per game now. Imagine in Washington with Bradley Beal, he'd probably average close to 20, maybe a little less than that.
Right.
Is
18 to 20.
Right. So what's Russ, Vucevic, and Beal? Is that a contender?
I feel like Russ would still average close to a triple-double. A contender?
It would be amazing with Russ because he spaces the floor really well. Exactly. Vucevic can shoot the ball really well. He can pick and pop really well. That's great. But 100%. To me, it's like you're not
– But a contender, no. I mean, when we're talking about Brooklyn, no. There's no one –
That's really what I mean. So it's like if you're going to give up a piece like Rui, who's shown that he can be literally elite defensively. He's shown that he can be an elite defender. He's only 23 years old.
Yeah.
You're giving – when do you trade – when you're trading a player in his early 30s with that much potential for a player in his early 30s, or sorry, if you're trading a player in his early 20s for a player in his 30s, that thing never works out. And to me, it just reeks of an Ernie Grunfeld trade. It's like kind of.
Oh yeah, I hear you. But you know, you asked me who I'd rather trade, and if it comes to my head, I'd like to keep Denny. I think Denny he's got a pretty unique ceiling, so I think he's, yeah. I can't wait to see his career play out. And I'm not saying anything, you know, bad about Rui. Rui, just like you said, he's a great defender, can guard four or five positions on his best night. But obviously, we'd like to see him be more consistent shooting the ball and rebounding the ball, really. Just so in my mind, looking at outside, you know, looking at Vujovic outside of this, yeah, bring him into D.C., that would be huge. I don't know. I mean, we're talking 100% playoffs at that point. No doubt about it. Like, right. But then we're asking the question, how far, you know, will they be going? Like, will they put up a fight to get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Cause that's still up in the year, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they would. But that team is probably punching a ticket to the second round, if not the Eastern Conference Finals, but
because
let's be honest, no one in Milwaukee can guard Vucevic.
They're
going to have a hard time guarding Beal as is, and Russ, if he's playing with a floor spacer like Vucevic, he can look like old Russ at times. We see him look like old Russ at times with Mo Wagner. And obviously, if you have a player with Vucevic, it's going to help Russ age gracefully. But to me, it's like the short-term satisfaction of making the playoffs is not worth getting rid of any of the young players. I'd trade a Thomas Bryant, Troy Brown, Isak Bonga, and a protected pick. But, like, the players that the Wizards currently have in the roster, like a Denny or Rui, who are worth keeping long-term, to me, it's just, like, unless you're getting a bona fide star, I'm not trading those players.
Like, this would never punch a finals ticket.
No.
Never. You know, and like you said, that's when it's worth it. When a trade like that, like when the Nets go out and get a James Harden, for sure it's worth it. When the Lakers go out and get an Anthony Davis, yeah, it's worth it, right? Like, you're obviously making that decision to punch your, you know, it's a very, very, that's a one-way ticket to the finals, pretty much. I'm not saying that it was guaranteed, you know, for the Lakers, that it's guaranteed for the Nets, but it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, it's as close as no guarantee as you can get.
Barring injury, it's right there. So, yeah, Ben. But, yeah, I would love to see Vooch in D.C., but, again, this would not guarantee them a finals run. This wouldn't even guarantee them an Eastern Conference finals run. And yeah, you're right, Ben. It's just, trading away assets on assets and on top of picks for a short-term playoff run, is it worth it?
No. It never is.
Never. No.
It never is. Just ask the Nets.
I'm right there with you. Yeah.
When they traded for Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, right? Those yeah, trades never work.
Let's hope this one ends up differently for them, though, huh?
Having an MVP, Harden, Kyrie, and Durant is a lot better than having
much better, KD. Much better than old Kevin Durant or Kevin Garnett, old Paul Pierce. Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. So look, can you believe that we're talking about trades? The trade deadline is literally right around the corner, and the season is starting right back up on Wednesday. And we'll get into the game against the Grizzlies. The Wizards are going to look for revenge. But as always, Locked On Wizards faithful, we want to thank you for listening. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. If you haven't already, go subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's Locked On Wizards, and we'll be here tomorrow. Anthony, anything else before we let these guys go?
Yeah, guys, we love you. We appreciate you. We always love coming at you Monday through Friday. And as Ben said, go subscribe to the Locked On Wizards podcast and Locked On Podcast Network. And, yes, make sure to tune in tomorrow, and we will be getting ready for this Grizzlies game Wednesday night. Wednesday, we have basketball back, people. So, yes, thank you so much for tuning in whenever you may be making this show a part of your day. So, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day, your morning, your night, whenever you may be listening. And, guys, we'll be back at it again tomorrow.